Which brings me to the Star Tribune. We have been waiting for this key points from the release of Keith Ellison's divorce file. Judge ordered the file to be unsealed after the Star Tribune and Alpha News made motions for its release, arguing it serves the public interest ahead of Ellison's candidacy in November's attorney general election. That's because Ellison has been accused of domestic abuse by ex-girlfriend Karen Monahan, which he denies. The Ellisons appeared to keep the divorce filed appealed to keep the divorce filed sealed, saying the Ellison's opponents would not find what they were looking for, and all it would do is harm their family's privacy. There were key points from the file following the release based on reports from the Associated Press, NPR, and Associated Press. Now, once again, I want to be very clear. I'm stepping away from the story. This is the Bring Me the News story. I'm stepping away from the story for a quick second. There was nothing in this file that even hinted at Keith Ellison being guilty of domestic abuse. There was nothing in this file, which we need to stop right there and begin with the criticism. Now, I'm not going to criticize the conservative news outlet, and I put air quotes around news. They're not a news outlet. It's a narrative validation machine for the far right. It's a political hit job. There's no news involved in it. And if you go to their webpage, and I do not encourage you to do so because it's just obnoxious, There isn't a story on this, because there is no story. As they sat there and said, "Ooh, we're Geraldo, we're going to open the vault." They open the vault, and not only is Keith Ellison not guilty of what they were hoping he was guilty of, but all they've really done is taken his ex-wife and dragged her through the mud. And I'll get to that in a second. So that's who they are. That is who that conservative group is. And, of course, they're not going to talk about it because it doesn't promote their narrative. So they're not news. They're heading on to the next conservative story, and that's just who they are. But the Star Tribune, you should be damn ashamed of yourself. You were on a fishing expedition. You were on a fishing expedition. You had nothing. You had nothing to validate you guys going after this divorce proceeding. You had nothing. And it's been proven when we opened it up, and there was nothing in there. Geraldo, this is disgusting, because not only did you clearly were on a fishing expedition to try to sway the attorney general's race of the state of Minnesota against the Democrats, but in turn, what you really did do is basically take a private citizen, Kim Ellison, the former wife of Keith Ellison, and you dragged her through the mud. Because what we do find out in this divorce proceeding is that Kim Ellison had depression issues. And there was allegations of her being physically abusive with Keith. There was really not much else in there. Ellison said he was a victim of domestic abuse by his wife, stating he was struck too many times to mention. And she said she once threatened to stab him. Said abuses were attributed to Kim Ellison's diagnosis prior to the divorce of multiple sclerosis, which in turn led to depression. He revealed this more than 2 years after their divorce in a filing responding to Kim Ellison's request for more spousal support. He said the abuse he received prompted him to leave the marriage. There were no accusations of physical or emotional abuse levied against Keith Ellison. He himself said the files he never hit or assaulted his wife. So there you are. Nothing. Nothing against Keith Ellison, so darn it, I guess we can't use that, huh, Star Tribune? And as a matter of fact, before people were saying, "Oh, Matt, come on." No. When this story broke, now, let me step back. Of course, the conservative, hit group, they didn't publish anything about it because there's nothing to... I'm sure that they sat around saying, "Can we make fun of Ellison for being hit by his wife?" I'm sure that they went around that idea, and maybe they will eventually think about that. I don't know. But I knew that they weren't going to publish it. KSTP, which is undeniably far-right news in this town as well, the Channel 5, the ABC affiliate in town. KSTP was smart enough to not get involved in the legal ramifications of this for this exact reason. Because if nothing showed up against Ellison, it looks like you're just doing a fishing expedition to do a political hit job. And you lose all credibility. But to be fair, KSTP did not have this story, even though they talked about in length about the court proceedings, about opening up the divorce records. KSTP, as of the time I left my house to come to this, do this radio show, had nothing on their website in regards to this report, which basically exonerated the allegations of, you know, him, of Keith Ellison domestically abusing his ex-wife. Nothing on KSTP, but they were at least smart enough to not be part of this. Every other news outlet in town, Channel 11, Channel 9, Channel 4, NPR, Bring Me the News, Pioneer Press even, all had the story in the 12 o'clock hour. Finally, 2 hours later, finally, the Star Tribune, the cowards here, finally started printed something underneath, what was it, about a deer disease and something else. Below the fold on their website. They finally, 2 hours after everyone else, came on out and said, okay, I guess here's a story. Proud day, Star Tribune. Proud day. I'm sure the founders of the numerous papers that eventually made up the Star Tribune are sitting there and saying, this is exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted our newspaper to basically be the forefront of a fishing expedition, which in turn took a private citizen in Kim Ellison and dragged her name through the mud, humiliated her beyond humiliation. Bravo, Star Tribune. This is exactly what you were designed for. You suck. Can I say that? Do you need me to spell that for you? Star Tribune, you suck. This was all about a political hit job. You had no idea what was in those files. You were on a fishing expedition, and basically all you did was damage and harm a private citizen. You owe some damn apology, Star Tribune. But I'm not going to be holding my breath for that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Proud day, journalism. Proud day indeed.